You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Laneway is back, which is very exciting. It has been a hot minute, 4 whole years, in fact, thanks to the pandemic and then some floods last year. Just love Auckland vibes. But it is back and bigger and better than ever. It's going to be at the wonderful Western Springs, and it is on Waitangi Day this year as well. Hugely stacked lineup. One of the artists who is coming to Aotearoa for the first time to play at Laneway is Paris, Texas, who've been kicking around since the late 2010s. They are one of those bands that definitely deserves the much overused term of genre hopping or genre melting or genre defying. They really take the frameworks of a lot of kind of hardcore sounds, whether that's from hip hop or whether that is from like hardcore punk, and then a wee bit of country every now and then, and they just mash it all together and make something that is extremely singular. Liam Waters had a chat to the pair, Louis Pastel and Felix, and this is the conversation that they had about their most recent record, Mid-Air.
Can you tell us a bit about the themes you guys touch on with this new project?
There's a lot to do with like the fantasization of being somewhere else throughout the entire album, about being something else and wanting to be something else. Yeah, it's like you're high on the thought of like wanting to be this other thing. So you're somewhere in the middle. So it's like you don't know if you're even that thing yet. You just like, you don't even know if it's like what it looks like up there. You're just like right in the middle point.
And another big thing that sort of stood out to me with your guys' stuff is your music videos. How important is the aesthetic side of things for you guys in terms of telling the story you want to tell?
Funny enough, aesthetics is like one of my least favorite words. I think we just try to find the coolest way to like deliver a message. And like, I'm not a person that sits down and like looks at images. It's just like, I think this is tight. Like, I don't know. I think aesthetic has not really been our go-to. We just like visual storytelling.
I saw that as well with your video for Bullet Man. How did that come about?
It was a vendetta. I was mad at another director because he told me I had a video idea for someone else, and then he was like, I don't like doing violence for the sake of doing violence. And that rubbed me the wrong way. So I was like, all right, I'm going to show you.
Another video, guys, you put out recently was that live performance for your song Lana Del Rey. I was like super taken with the set design and band ensemble that you guys had with that one. Is that sort of something we can expect from your Laneway set, or perhaps maybe something a little bit more stripped back?
Well, it's something way more stripped back.
Yeah,
it's expensive to bring a band with you.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the future, there'll probably be a point where it aligns properly to get those, to get that situation done.
Have you ever been down Australia, New Zealand way?
No.
Additionally, going back to that Lana Del Rey track, what's up with the title on that one? Any story behind that?
No, not really. It's just, there's a band I like called Fall of Troy. They have a song named after a person because the person has a song named after them. And I always thought that was really cool. So I just did the same thing back.
Because I saw, Lana Del Rey has a track called Paris, Texas too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's what it's called. Fall of Troy has a song called Tom Waits because Tom Waits has a song called Fall of Troy. And that was always really tight to me. So I was just like, perfect opportunity. When I saw her name, I saw in Paris, Texas, I was like, got it.
Another artist that I guess you guys have a link to. I was watching an interview, I think it was at the Gov Ball last year, where you guys talked about some of your favorite artists, and you mentioned Jockstrap. They're a group that also sort of blends genre much like you guys, and one that we here at BFM love. And I just wondered, like, how much of your production style and influence would you say comes from that sort of alternative scene versus what's going on in, like, the broader hip-hop landscape?
I think people like that, especially Jockstrap, a lot of alternative artists, are really good at what they do. Definitely inspired, but I try not to take too much from them. I just like that they're doing a lot of different stuff. And so I just take that in mind when I go into the studio. Like, I never try to, like, I try not to listen the things I like that, and then listen to it in the studio and be like, damn, I want to do that. I can't, because I'm like, that's, I respect whatever they do too much.
Yeah.
I love what you guys are doing. I have to make sure I don't get too influenced by it.
Yeah, totally.
Just to, which was the respect, not even because I'm like, I want to be different, just the respect.
More of that mutual, like, artist leveling with someone, right?
Yeah.
And I saw that collab you guys have with Tizo, touched on that new album as well. Another sick artist within that sphere. Really cool to see. And I often see, like, increasingly people are sort of after that, like, playfulness, which I feel like you guys bring to your music. Like, not quite like goofiness, like what Louis was saying, but like, I feel like people are after that genuine, like, personality in the sound, which I feel like you guys really bring.
Yeah.
Is it, like, important for you guys to, like, have your personality shine through on the project, or?
I think so, yeah. It's like kind of all you have. It's just the only way to make you, like, I don't know, no one could tell your story better than you, at least if you have one. So it's like your personality is important. Otherwise, it's just like, which is, can be fun sometimes, but just like the personality that doesn't necessarily feel so much is like it's constantly conforming to like what's cool. Like, that's important.
Yeah. With this album, was it more of like a collaborative process behind the scenes, or was it like more self-produced, like Boy Anonymous?
Every song, but I feel like, okay, four. Most of it was self-produced besides four songs. That being, it was collaborative with 1037, with D&D, We Fall was collaborative effort, and Sean Jared.
Do you find that more so just out of, like, you get your best results when it's, you've got full creative control over what you guys are doing, or do you find that collaborative production more or less rewarding than, I guess, you know, the stuff you guys put out yourself?
I think because it was so early on, and we had kind of what you're talking about with the personality thing, like, the personality behind us was everything being self-produced, like, that's part of, like, a big characteristic of everything we do. So we wanted to keep that for the album and not do the thing of like having a bunch of collaborative work and then it doesn't sound like us anymore. Like, it might have sounded better. It might have sounded like the best thing you ever heard if we had like 20 producers or like, but it was really important to kind of like solidify who we are before we got too many hands into the pot.
You can really hear that with your sound as well. Like, when you're a self-producer as well as, you know, like, of course, you know, rapping, singing over your own beats, then, like, I feel like there's really, like, that sort of dichotomy where, like, it just slots in a bit better than, I guess, when someone else has had their hands on their own production. And, like, it's definitely noticeable across your work, like, that you guys have, like, that full tailored vision of what you got to say.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've seen the Laneway lineup. Is there anyone that you've got your eyes on for wanting to see backstage, perhaps?
I think Steve will be fun.
Yeah,
just be fun to see Steve because we've known him for, we've had our own like experiences with him just in the past, so it'd be fun to actually like see each other in a setting like that, even though we saw him like not too long ago.
Yeah, so you guys chatted with Steve. That'd
be fun. And then someone recently that just is like I've been cool with recently is like Faye Webster. That would just be really cool. I've never seen her live show before, but that could be just cool to like see. And that's all I know who's on the lineup, honestly.
Super excited to see JD and Beck. I mean, Domi and JD Beck. Crazy.
From Lock they're crazy.
Forest Girl. That's going to be crazy. Paris, Texas. I heard that kind of ass, but I'm down to see him. And Steve Lacy for sure.
My father didn't know what to do sitting there at the hospital. He brought me there so she'd see my face, and the next day we brought her home. Ain't no high like this one. Ain't no high like this. Ain't no high like this one. Ain't no high like this. Ain't no high like this one. Ain't no high like this. Ain't no high like this one. Ain't no high like this. Ain't no high like this one. Ain't no high like this one.
freaking feels. You saw me crying, it wasn't for help. This is the best thing that I'd ever felt. Can't get it back, so hard time's supposed to heal. Who can hurt me more than I hurt myself? You can't hurt me more than I hurt myself. You can't hurt me more than I hurt myself.
These sound effects are crazy with headphones on. Paris, Texas with Ain't No High. Thanks to Liam for a cool chat with those guys. They're coming to Laneway next year on the excellent Waitangi weekend. It's going to be sunny. I'm making it happen. Stormzy will be there. Steve Lacey, Dominic Fike, UMO. Very, very excited for that. AJ Tracy, Corday, David, Dope Lemon, iDress, Faye Webster, Homebrew, Horse Girl, Nia Archives, Paris, Texas, Ray, Skin on Skin, Andy Heartthrob, Atarangi, Blonde Shell, Church, Daily J, Dommy and JD Beck, Ernie Bell, Hanby, Hemlock Springs, Molly Payton, and Pretty Girl. Huge lineup. Really exciting one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.